Life is sweet. Let it sweep you off your feet.
Hi, you're listening to Find Your Joy. If you're looking for ways to thrive rather than survive in a world that can seem rather chaotic, you're in the right place. We will be sharing stories of our own as well as those from guests who have found ways to bring hope, healing, and freedom into places where trauma has impacted them. I'm Allie, author of The Art of Healing Trauma, and I'm here to remind you that life is sweet. Now, let's dive in and find ways to create our joy.
Hi, this is Allie and Find Your Joy. And oh my gosh, we have part two with the incredible, the amazing, the wonderful, the generous, the sparkly, kind, and fabulous, and really, Yayoi, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it. I always have so much fun having these conversations with you and talking about my passion. Yeah,
it's amazing. So Yayoi Kamiyama, we were chatting a bit about in the last episode about brain to belly health, and we were talking about, you know, how people see each other and sometimes we were just talking about your ex-husband's grandma. Yes. and you know, trying to get you to eat this thing, and you were trying to not eat it because, you know, we're all wrapped up in this whole what we eat and what we don't eat. And and you know what, it made me think of two things.
Yes.
And then we can take off with those again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thing generationally that,
yes,
happens, and then there's,
yes,
culturally. There's many cultures,
yes,
that are can be quite insulted if we don't eat, and then just people,
yes,
in general.
Yes.
And then there's people decide for us what we should put in our bodies.
Yes.
And they will often say things like, don't be silly, don't be this. And I was going to share this. So I'm a person that has a lot of allergies and sensitivities.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, on behalf of all people with allergies and sensitivities,
yes,
will everyone please just be quiet? Because there are people who want to challenge at every turn what it is,
yes,
that we can and cannot eat. They seem to take,
yes,
personal offense.
Yes.
They doubt it. I don't think they necessarily think that we're lying, but that we're probably imagining it, or we're just being overly sensitive, or,
yes,
whatever.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And it's kind of like, I would like to say on behalf of all of us that, for me personally, anyways, I've been to so many doctors and so to try to change this thing. I now am trying to heal what has been diagnosed and told to me as a leaky gut thing going on. So,
yes,
that is just allergies on top of allergies once you have that, because,
yes,
things are getting through that shouldn't get through. And
yes,
I've spent a lot of money, time, and energy and tears and stuff trying to heal this. But it, when you were talking about grandma trying to make you eat, I thought about how many times I go to somebody's place for dinner, and,
yes,
I rarely do it because I have to really, really trust that the person understands what I'm saying. Because of people who have allergies like me, often you hear, it's almost like the boy in the bubble, right? Like,
yes,
I'm allergic to perfume. I'm allergic to deodorants and like anything scented, like anything,
yes,
scented.
I hear you.
And,
mm-hmm,
and then people are like, oh, but it doesn't matter that if it's organic, because I'm allergic to lavender. If I breathe it in, I have an asthma thing. I think it smells nice right before I can't smell it or breathe, but I'm still going to react to it. And so while we're talking about all of this and some of it I'm just going to bring this up now, because,
yeah,
this is a thing. So if someone tells someone, I can't have that, or I don't want that, or whatever, maybe we can stop trying to figure out what other people should put in their bodies.
Right.
So there's a whole other thing that I'm not going to go the whole political route with that. But, yeah, if we could just agree
Yes,
that we
I
will
agree.
stop trying to tell people what they would do. And so, like you're saying, so here you are trying to heal from the armor of fat, trying to make sure your heart is healthy and that your brain is healthy, and still people want to decide it's okay, you can have just a little.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it was like, it's crazy. Yeah. And like you said, you know, I'm still working with a lot of women and men that want to get to a healthier weight. And we talked, we just had a situation where one person was saying that she realized that she had lots of food allergies, and, you know, she would get so itchy that she would wake up in the middle of the night scratching. And she went to the dermatologist and they couldn't find anything wrong with her. So, and I hear this more and more often lately. And it's food, I mean, they're allergies to different foods and pesticides and things that are in our foods.
Exactly.
And I experienced it myself, so I totally get it. And I think the main thing is that as adults, right? Children are a different subject, but as adults, we know what our bodies can handle and what we can't handle. So it's like, please respect that. And, yes. You know, because as adults, we're allowed to say, look, if I eat that, I'm going to break out. So I can't really eat that. And so can you please respect that? And I'm not going to be mean about it, but I'll just say, you know, like I had an incident where I was over a year. I would break out into these little, you know, like red round things with all over. Yeah.
Yes.
All over my body. And one night, middle of the night, I woke up. I was like itchy and I was scratching here. And I went to the bathroom. I looked in the mirror and there was this huge red thing right here. You know, it was like a puffy and it was like round. Right. And then I looked all over my body and it's all over my body too. And I didn't know what to do. So I went to a dermatologist and they were like, well, we can't find anything that you're really allergic to that's causing that. And they're like, well, you know, but take some Benadryl when that happens. And I'm like, well, I can't live like that. So I was very desperate. And somebody told me about muscle testing. And
yes.
I was desperate. And I was like, I'm doing it. I don't care how much it costs. I am doing it because I can't live like this. I can't live being itchy all the time and breaking out in these hives.
Well, it can get a lot worse than hives too, because it's an allergy. So a hive is just your first warning, and it can get really, you know, it can be fatal.
Yeah. And your skin is like the largest organ your body has. So whatever you ingest is going to show up here in your skin first.
Yes.
And that's, like you said, the first warning sign. So I did go to muscle testing. We reworked my whole, you know, food intake. I couldn't have a lot of foods for a while because we had to get the toxins out of my body,
which
is fine. And it was logical enough that I understood, got to get the toxins out first because it accumulated in my body. And that's, my skin was saying, look, you're getting all this toxin in your body. And that's why we have to get it out somehow. That's why we have to get the itchies for you, right? So... And I think, you know, at that time when I was telling people that, they didn't realize how serious it was that I was really itchy.
Right.
And, you know, I had to, like, I took photos of myself with these big blotches. And I said, see, like showing people. I said, this is what happened. And that's why I have to do this. And finally, you know, when they see that, they're like, oh my gosh, that looks really bad.
Yeah,
right?
Then they start to get it, right?
Yeah, but you have to show them. And then they go, oh, okay, so if you eat this, is that what happens? And I'm like, yeah. And so I couldn't have like alcohol. I couldn't have any wine for a while. And, you know, I couldn't have any fruit for a while.
Yeah.
Because I had to take it out of my body. And slowly we had to reintroduce it. But I also have to be, now, even now, I have to be careful of looking at ingredients, looking at labels to figure out what's in it that my body can handle and what it can't handle. And if I sense that I'm getting any itchiness like here or somewhere, I'm like, okay,
gotta yeah,
stop,
whatever I'm
throw
doing,
it
it's not
yeah,
working.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever that new food that I brought into was not good for me, right? So it's, you know, it's also like learning, and it's better if you can learn it without going to those allergies, without getting to those allergies or to any ailment in your body, right? But, you know, it's also learning what is going to work for my body. And also being able to be assertive enough to say, this is my body.
Yes.
You can't tell me what I can eat and what I can't eat, because you don't know what it feels like.
Yes.
If I eat something that doesn't agree with me. Like, everyone has the experience of having food poisoning.
That's
or
right.
Most people do, right? So it's kind of like that. Do you tell a person that's got food poisoning, oh, you should eat more of this? No,
yes.
Right?
Exactly. And it's so funny how some people, how they, like, I have people that I really like.
Yeah.
And who they, I just don't spend a lot of time with them because they've just, for whatever reason, they just haven't ever got past that they think they know better than I do what works. And I'm kind of, here's what I think about it. I'm like, even if I'm imagining it, who gives a crap? Just let me do my thing, man. It's my body. Like, let me just do my thing. So it's kind of funny, but when I think about the brain to belly, mm-hmm. I'm a person who I react. Now I can, so you can't tell because I actually tried to put covered up. I have eczema all over my face right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, it was because I ate too much chocolate in it for a few days in a row, even though it's organic, even though it's whatever.
Right.
It was around Easter time and we had things around the house that we didn't normally have around the house. And then there was like some, so then like, you know, my, you know, 70% dark chocolate only, you know, done with angel wings and things like that. That's all healthy stuff. No, I'm just joking. But then there's like these other ones that were around that my husband can, he's still, you know, pretty convinced, mm-hmm. and maybe he's right, that he can eat anything. And so, you know, there was this things that weren't quite as pure. So they're really good, right? They're those little, you know, they're hard covered little eggs, mini eggs, whatever they are. And then there's milk chocolate inside. And so I ate some. And then the next day there was some and I ate some again. And day three, I am now, not only do I almost knocked out unconscious, it's like I've been drugged after I eat them. That's just how it affects on my system. But if I'm really brave to do that a few days in a row, now I have eczema. So why that's interesting to me is because I understand that I can eat something and then a little while later start thinking, oh, I feel anxious. I wonder why I feel anxious. Or, oh, I feel kind of down about, or, you know, it impacts our emotional health, our physical health.
Yes.
Probably our spiritual health as well.
It does.
And it's I'm quick. It happens to me quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm lucky that way, I think.
Yeah, because at least you'll be able to see it immediately. With a lot of people, they don't see it as quickly. And they go, oh, I can do it a little longer. I could do, you know, in their heart, they're knowing. Well,
20 years later.
Yeah. Because they know they're pushing the limit.
Lots of pizzas and everything else, anytime you want it. I'm not thinking that it's wrong to have these things.
No.
It's just, you know, let me tell you, 3 days with those little milk chocolate things did not serve me well.
And I could totally relate to that, because when I was dieting, you know, when I was doing the diet thing where I was restricting myself, you know, oh, I can't have that. A candy bar? No, I can't have that. You know, like I used to love, and it's still kind of love, but not as much as I used to, Reese's peanut butter cups, right?
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes. And I chocolate and peanut butter are irresistible together, in my opinion.
Yes.
But,
someone very wise
those.
Put those together.
Oh God, yeah. And so I would be like, well, when I was on my diet, I'm like, no, I can't have that. That's too many points. That's too many calories. Yeah. I can't do this. And then all I would think about is, I want that, I want that, I want that. And I'm one of those rebellious people that if you tell me I can't have something, I want that, right?
I have to have it right away.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all I think about. And you're like, but you can't have it because you're breaking your diet. You know, it's not within your system that, you know, you're not supposed to be eating stuff like that. And they go, well, you can have it. And I'm like, but I don't want to have it because I don't want to go over my calories or whatever. Right.
Yes.
And it's this whole argument inside my head. Right. And when I think about it in retrospect, I was like, I laugh at it because I'm like, what a waste of time and energy that I was giving myself, right? When I could have been thinking of other things.
Yeah.
But that was my whole focus. Like,
because it's just so obsessive and
yeah,
it just becomes so much of a thing. And I can really understand how someone could get with certain drugs or anything.
Yes.
Because even if the body isn't craving it, the little
brain
jerk in my head, right? Blah, blah, blah. Come on, you know you want it.
Yeah.
So I understand that. I mean, I know there's many layers to addiction as well. And I don't, I certainly, you know, there's a crisis in both our countries right now and around the world. I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying I can really understand how that can happen, even when it's not as much of a physical. Although sugar is a definite, that's
addiction.
Proven now. That's science. We know that.
And you know that your brain, this is scientifically true, I'm just going to say, your brain doesn't know the difference between false and true.
That's right.
So
we know that.
The brain doesn't know the word no.
That's right.
So if we say, well, no to sugar, it just says, oh, sugar. Sugar.
Exactly.
Oh, I want sugar, right? And so instead of saying, I'm not going to have this, it's saying, you know, you should say something like, well, instead of this, I will have this, or I choose to have piece of fruit or fruit salad, you know, and speaking of fruit salad, now I'm squirreling a little bit. Because I just thought of fruit salad because every time I go to a barbecue or potluck, I try to bring fruit salad with me, right?
Yep.
And I used to bring only one. But the thing is, every time I bring it, it just disappears like that. And so I've learned to bring like more than one thing of it, you know, like to bring like two.
Yes. Wow. You're very generous. Fruit is expensive.
It is, but this is pre-pandemic.
Yeah,
when we were able to go to these different potluck things, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But but also because I wanted to eat the fruit, you know, and every
like,
time
that's
I would
the
go.
Thing.
Yeah, every time I'm like, well, I brought fruit salads. I guess I could have the fruit. And then I go and I'm like, it's gone. And I'm like, but I didn't get a chance to eat it, right? And the funny thing is, that's why I squirreled a little bit, because people want fruit. But they also, if they see something that's tempting, they're like, they're going to go for that because they can't have it. And that's the mentality, oh, I can't have it.
Yes. And then learning to the balance of it, right? If we have something that has some kind of sugar and that fruit included, right?
Yes.
Fruit. And then there's certain, and then there's different people who can, you know, I think the one really good thing that came out of, for me anyways, learning the keto stuff.
Yes.
Many of us were not aware of our macros before.
No.
And so why I think that's good is before I was looking at ingredients, but I wasn't necessarily looking at the balance of making sure, like I sort of knew if you're going to have something, like if you're going to have a piece of chocolate, have some almonds with it, you know, have a good piece of, you know, good piece of dark chocolate and then have some nice fresh almonds with it because the protein balances it off and it can, you know, it's a healthier for my brain. Having a brain injury
Yes.
Was one of the first things that taught me I had to do that, because I did it along my journey and finding alternatives and other, you know, some complementary health things
yes.
that showed the people who spoke into that. You have a brain injury, so you need to know that, you know, one glass of wine is basically like four now. You know, there's these things that I learned that was like, oh my gosh, and not every day. It's going to depend, like everything else, where you're brain is at that day. Also, yes. sugar is a thing, yes. and how our brain doesn't really fully understand our brain. We can crave things and think that it's not like coming from our brain. Our brain isn't telling us that. You know, it's just it's these weird things. Well, I think I'm thinking, so that's my brain. Well, maybe not, because there's all these different things going on in our body that are, yeah, right. it's interesting. But when you said that, yeah, it's learning about the macros and looking, like even now when I do fruit, mm-hmm. I'm more mindful, even though all these things that I love of fruit.
Yes.
I try to stick to the berries.
Yes.
Because berries are lower in sugar.
Sugar. Yes.
And so that's going to be healthier for
me.
My body, my brain. Yes. How, mm-hmm. whereas if I eat two apples, you would think apples are great. But that is so many
much
grams
sugar.
Of sugar.
Yes.
Like, I think it's like, I think, I can't remember right now, but I think it's like 40 grams of sugar or something in an apple. I can't, I might be wrong about that, but it's very high.
Yeah, compared to berries, definitely high. And
right?
Yes, berries are, I mean, if you're going to have fruit, the berries have more nutrients in them, or vitamins and minerals in them,
yes.
That are healthier for your body. But, you know, it's also learning about those things that it's important to learn a little bit. And like you were saying, like knowing that, you know, having them with almonds, okay, protein. Some people don't know that that's protein. I hate to say it. Like,
some people don't know
the difference between carbohydrates, you know, complex carbohydrates.
Yes.
Protein, good fat, bad fat. They're like, what?
I know. And then
even sugar. Like I say, white sugar isn't good, but then also corn syrup isn't good. And they go, oh, really? But it's corn.
I know.
You know?
People are, it's true. And I think I'm kind of lucky in a way that I had so many allergies. So I had to, many, many years ago, I had to start reading stuff.
Yes.
And then I, you know, my niece was doing keto and we were talking about it. So I was doing this thing and you know, for me, I don't say do or don't do any
right.
anything that's
either.
Healthy, mm-hmm. anything that's healthy and all things in moderation, I think, are
right.
those nice little things that we used to get told by our grandparents. And then you go, oh, that's why they said that.
Yeah.
Dang, that makes sense. But learning that and just starting to look at my macros and go, you know, and if someone doesn't know it, there's many things that you can join that are even free online, like, you
yes.
know, MyFitnessPal, and you can have a pay membership or not, and start to learn about what the macronutrients are. So I just realized that, right, if someone doesn't know, they don't know. So mm-hmm. macronutrients is the breakdown of how many grams of fat, protein, sugar, carbohydrates
mm-hmm.
Right, fiber,
right,
things like that. So learning about how much is in each, and then figuring that part out, figure out a healthy balance.
Yes.
You know, it can, and it doesn't have to cost money. I always want to tell people that. So I've worked now with an amazing homeopathic nutritionist,
mm-hmm.
Brenda Wallenberg, and her company is Inbalance. I'll always plug.
Okay.
but you know, a person can go online and they can watch on YouTube.
Yes.
They can watch stuff on your on your shows. They can watch, right? They can come to your show and watch it, and it doesn't have to cost money, and they can learn this information.
Yeah.
And start to make sense of it. Like they go, like, why do I suddenly feel sick and I have no idea? Then it goes away. Okay, so I would say, love, that's probably not a flu then. That's probably we ate something and our body tried desperately. It stood up and said, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah. And I love what you said about your body said, because we tend to, and we've grown up not listening to our bodies. We only listen to it when it starts hurting.
Yes.
Or if something, you know, something happens, like a toothache, right? Yes. We don't, you know, it's, I know, you know, just for me, I'm very much about taking care of my teeth and all this and that, because I only have this one set left, right?
That's right.
I mean, as a kid, I could have got my, you know, I had my baby teeth and then I had to pick out, but this is the
up,
only
you
set
got another
I have.
One coming.
Yeah. And it's expensive to get dental work done. So I want to keep it as healthy as I can. And, but when you, your teeth start, if you get a toothache, it hurts and you really know it. Yes. And that's your body telling you something's not right. Well, if you start listening to other parts of your body or paying attention to other parts of your body, you'll start realizing, huh, this does not feel right. Or this doesn't feel like it should usually feel like. When you start becoming a little aware and just reassessing, just, you know, do a quick scan of your body and say, how is this feeling? And then when you have something new that you eat, how does it make you feel? You know, like one of the main things I always say is do a food journal.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be exact, but I'm just saying, you know, just write down the basic foods that you eat and how does it make you feel? Like I know for me, when I eat too many carbohydrates, I get sleepy.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why I try not to eat carbohydrates for lunch, because I don't want to be falling, getting sleepy at in a meeting, right?
And if not to interrupt, I just wanted to say this. And,
go ahead.
And I'm guessing that you're talking about non-complex carbs.
Yes, yes.
And because maybe someone who's listening right now doesn't know the difference,
yes.
Could you, pasta and not a spinach salad.
Yes,
so
yes,
maybe you could break down quickly to people the difference between, and I'm, you know, and if you already know this and you're saying you're wasting my time, please just let's all be gracious and make sure that if someone's listening and doesn't know that we're helping, maybe letting them know this information.
Yeah. Well, the complex carbohydrates are the ones that are going to be like, not if I can make sure that I'm saying it right. Okay, so like carbohydrates are, it could be fruit and vegetables are parts of carbohydrates. And then you have the carbohydrates, which are like pasta, bread, that don't have the fiber, that are going to be more difficult for your body to digest, or it's going to be so easy for your body to digest that it doesn't have nutrients in it.
Right.
So there are those things that you need to take into consideration. Like the fruits and vegetables are healthy carbohydrates to have that you want in your body. And health-wise, we say 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and probably less of the fruit because of the sugar. But if you're not getting any, then I say just go for it.
Yeah.
Because if you're not getting any fruits or vegetables in at all, do what you can to get it. Because I just read a study that said that only 1 in 10 Americans get their 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
Wow.
And that was like, what? Because for the, you know, like I said, I still work for the wellness industry and all this, but when I was doing my diet and all of that and the nutrition thing, I mean, that was like key. It was the fruits and vegetables were the key, because it also has all the nutrients and the minerals and things that your body needs to stay healthy and look good. And your skin, you want your skin to look good, to stay healthy. And like I said, it is the biggest organ that you have. You have to keep it healthy. And I'm a big proponent of sunscreen. I'm going to just say so, because you need to wear sunscreen, especially now that, you know, the sun is stronger than it used to be when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it burns more if I'm not wearing, even if I'm wearing sunscreen, it burns more.
Yes.
So sorry, I went off on a tangent there.
No,
I
think it's all connected.
Yes. And it is all connected, and that we have to really be careful of what we put in our bodies. So for For instance, white bread. Okay, I used to love, I mean, I still love white bread. It's still good, you know, but it doesn't really have much nutritional value to it. And after you eat a piece of, let's say, white bread, and you eat, let's say you have tuna salad, okay, with mayo. Okay, that mayo is another thing, but let's say, for example, but it had some vegetables in it. You had some chopped celery in it, and you maybe some, I don't know, carrots in it. I don't know. Let's say, okay, at least you had a little bit of vegetables, and the protein from the tuna is really good. But the white bread is really like, you really don't need it. It's like a non-calorie thing. It's not nutritious. It has no value. And you're not going to feel as full. So if you didn't have the, let's say you didn't have the tuna in there and you just had white bread, you're not going to feel full after a while.
Yeah. And it can do stuff to our brain. That's the, like,
and the sugar.
Yeah. It's like.
Yeah. And your brain doesn't register it as food.
It's weird, isn't it? As I get, when you were saying the tired thing, that's what I, if I eat something that's, you know, just, and it's not like it's bad evil, right? I mean, it's not like that, right? But it's, I could eat, have like, say you have a bowl of rice or pasta or something. Let's just say that. Yum, yum. And butter and salt on it. Oh my goodness. Here we go. Now we're talking fun, right? Now I, but I'm probably going to be unconscious about a half an hour. Like literally, I'm just going to be like, I can't stay awake practically.
Yeah.
Now, I could have had half the amount of the pasta or rice with that and mixed in some, maybe some chicken and veggies and made it like that. Now I could have still got the pasta and now I've got the veggies and that. And it actually doesn't affect my brain the same way.
Exactly.
So it's interesting how that works.
Yeah. And it's really about trying to get as... I know that Dr. Amen, the brain guy that I, you know, learned from, he always says, rainbow, make your plate look like a rainbow. The colors in it, the better, right?
Right.
And the health organization
you
that I work
for. Brown for chocolate? Come on. No. Okay, brown for chocolate, orange for cheesies.
That works too, but I don't know the value.
Am I going the wrong way? Oh, dang.
Hot Flaming Cheetos.
But no, I love that. Yeah, that's right. No, I love that. The rainbow. That's a really wonderful thing to remember.
And that's what he tells a lot of the kids too. Like eat with, you know, like so that your plate looks like a rainbow.
Mm,
and,
nice.
You know, if you're teaching a kid that, they'll be like, oh, mom, dad, you know, I want my rainbow, right?
Yeah, that's pretty.
You'll enjoy it. That's a really good way of teaching it. And even for adults, I mean, when you look at your plate and you see a beautiful plate, of, you know, when you go out to restaurants, you see like these beautiful plates of food and stuff. If you see a rainbow, it's more appetizing, right? And if you make it with natural food instead of the processed stuff, it'll look more like, white bread is good. Okay, yes, or white rice. I love white rice too. It's all like portion control it and add things to it so that it becomes more of a healthy thing. I'm not saying no to this, no to that, because I don't believe in no's, right?
Right.
I don't believe that no's are, especially when it comes to eating.
Yes.
And your brain doesn't know it's a no. So
you it know, doesn't. It just feels like it's a go.
It feels like it's a go. So if you're going to have it, make a conscious decision to have it instead of unconsciously just eating it or portion it so that like, okay, when I have my white rice, I have it occasionally because I crave it and I'm Japanese. So, hey, you know, I want it. Or if I go to sushi, I'm not going to have brown rice sushi. That's sacrilege, right? You want real sushi. So I'm going to have the white rice. But that's okay because it's not like I'm having it every single day, every meal. And I know what it does to my body. I've listened to it. I listen to my body.
Yeah.
And I think it's just the creating that awareness. Like, see what your body does. Like, after you have protein.
Yes, yes.
You know, how does your body feel? You'll probably feel a little fuller longer because your body You know, it takes longer for your body to process it. Fiber. We all need fiber. And especially as we get older, we need more fiber. But even for kids, you know, it's important that they get all these nutrients into their bodies because their bodies are still developing. They need to have a healthy body for when they become an adult as
It's it
well.
it's it, there's just so many layers of it all, right?
I
And
know
just
it is.
understanding, and the bottom line, like you're saying, is being healthy and loving ourselves. And so as we're kind of getting close to the close
Oh,
here,
yes.
could we what I just like if we could spend some time, tell me how you got into this. Like, how did, because you're a passionate person, it gives you a lot of joy. And I think, and so if we're gonna
Okay.
talking a little bit about
How I
how, a
got
little bit how, and how does this give you joy? Like, how does this, I mean, I see it on your face and I can imagine, but
Yes.
let's talk a little bit about how you got
Okay.
here
Yes.
and the joy that it brings you. I'd love to hear
Yes.
about that.
So I was struggling after I had my eating disorder, and I was what you call an exercise bulimic. And
Right.
I think so I would binge and then I would exercise to burn it off. And that continued for a while, and you know, it was very painful. And then I got treatment for it. I worked with a nutritionist, exercise physiologist who really helped me to find joy in activity. It wasn't like because I was basically killing myself going to the gym and saying, I have to go to on the treadmill for this long, go to a spinning class for this long, blah, blah, blah. And she helped me to find joy in activity. She goes, remember when you were a kid and you used to run around in the playground? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, well, what else did you do? What else did you like to do? I said, well, I kind of like jumping rope sometimes or climbing trees. And, you know, she got me back into that. But so with that really helped me. And then after a while, I was going through, my marriage was deteriorating. So I was eating a lot more. So I was doing my Ben and Jerry's and my Teddy Grahams, and I was mixing that up and eating that and all this. And then because it was too sweet, I would have pretzels to kind of counterbalance that, you know, and
Get
all of
out of
that. So,
my head. Get out of my head.
yes. So I
That's
was eating
exactly,
crappy
this is
stuff,
what I
right?
do when I'm too much sweet. I do something salty. I do not,
Yeah,
I
all of us
honestly
do
didn't know
that.
other people did
Yeah,
that.
of
That's
course,
hilarious.
everyone does that.
I
So, you
didn't
know,
know.
because,
I'm
yeah.
learning.
So I did that, and I would, you know, go out and get those supplies, and I would eat that. And I would actually go to a couple different supermarkets because I didn't want people to think that I was getting all of that at once. So anyway, that's another stupid story. But anyway, so all of this was happening to me. And one day I was like, you know, I need help. I need help. You know, I can't go on like this. And I wasn't fitting into my clothes right. I went to the doctor's office one time. I was wearing a pair of jeans. And I know my jeans were a bit tight on me. So I had a red mark where my tummy was. And she goes, and the doctor, of course, you know, she great bedside manner. She goes, oh, that must be so painful, that redness on your tummy. And I'm like, and after I see the fact that I still remember that, and that was like over 20 something years ago, that was probably like 30 years ago. So she said that to me, and I was like, I need to get help. I need to get help. I can't be doing the Ben and Jerry's and the pretzels and then having dinner and whatnot, right?
Because it's not, yeah, I get it, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, and there was a weight health company near my home, and I would walk by it every day, and the sign would be in neon pink, and it would say something, something, right? And I would walk by it, and I'm like, I'm gonna go next week. I'll go on Monday. I'll go next Monday. And I tried to go there, and it took me over a year to get there because I had done their program years ago, and it really helped me to learn about nutrition. It helped me to learn what carbohydrates was, what protein was, what, you know, and to get my water in and all this and that. And it was a very healthy plan. But I did those as a diet. I didn't do it as the way they were saying you should do it, as a lifetime plan, right? I did it as a diet. So this time around, I'm like, okay, I have to go. I have to go. I know I should go, but I'm scared. And so I go up the stairs and then I say, come back down. I was like, I'll do it next Monday. I'll do it next Monday. Well, it took me close to a year, and I finally couldn't take it anymore. So it wasn't a Monday, it was actually a Thursday that I went there. I got the help I needed, and it's, a health organization. So I did their plan. I got through it, and I did it more as I didn't do it as a diet. I said, I'm not going to do it as a diet. I'm just going to learn how to eat healthy and how to do it. So I would be, journaling, and they say, count the calories or whatever they say to do. And I wasn't doing it exactly the way they said to do it. I did it so that I knew what I was eating and how it affected my body. And I said, and I didn't look at, I was supposed to weigh in once a week, but what I did was I didn't look at the weight at all because I knew it would trigger me. So they wrote it down, and I said, don't tell me weight or gain or loss or anything. Just write it down, and I'm just going to put it away. And I put it away. And I'd come home and I just put it away until the next week that I had to go. And I said, don't tell me anything. And I told the person that was, the coach there, I said, look, I don't want to know because it's going to trigger me. So please don't say anything. And you just tell me if I need to change the number of, calories I should be eating or whatever. And so she guided me, and I got the help that I needed. But I'm glad if I didn't speak up, she wouldn't have known that. And if I didn't speak up to the people saying, don't tell me my weight and don't say gain or loss or whatever, they wouldn't know. So I learned to speak up for myself there. And what happened was after a while, they said, would you like to work for us? And I said, sure, why not? Right? Because I felt it was important. And the reason I started working for them was because I didn't want anyone to feel the way I felt when I was struggling with, the Ben and Jerry's and the pretzels and having to go to different places with, and having the eating disorder that I had, feeling like I wasn't in control of anything. And why I do this is because when it clicks in their mind, when they get it that it's not a diet, but just a way of eating healthy and caring for yourself and loving yourself, when they get that and it clicks in their mind and you see them smiling, that's just the best feeling for me. And it's like,
Oh, I love that.
it's like when you're coaching and I coach someone through something and, they were stuck. And then all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and they're like, oh, I get it now. And when I see that joy in their face, that's what I live for. I mean, I love seeing that. And I love that I'm able to facilitate that the pain that I went through can help somebody get to their solution without going through all the pain that I went through or the pain that they're going through. And it's like, if I can give them a shortcut to get to, without all the struggle, I would love that because it's paying it forward. And I love to see people happy. I mean, I like being happy, so I
Happy's
like people,
good.
and I like to smile and I like to laugh and have a good time. I want people to feel the same way because, and maybe I'm being Pollyanna, and maybe I'm being overly optimistic by saying this, but if I can be the ripple that creates a little happiness for someone, and then if that could spread, that's great. And if there are more people like me that do that, there'll be more ripples and people will be more happy, and maybe this world can become a more loving place, because ultimately that's what I would like. I'm all about ideals and things like that, and I love manga and I love fantasy and all that. And I want a place where kids can feel free and safe, and I want adults to feel happy about who they are and to be proud of who they are because we all shine. We're all allowed to shine and be brilliant.
Yes. Oh my
Yes. So
God.
that's my passion. That's why I got into that
Oh, just
story.
that. It's awesome and you do it so well.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. I love that it's so much about that. Just be part of the ripple.
Yeah. And yeah, because if I could be the little pebble that goes in, or if I could just be one of the ripples, hey, you know,
yeah,
that's an accomplishment.
One of the ripples. I love that. Look at me. I'm writing this stuff down, right?
It's one of the ripples.
be one of the ripples.
Yeah. Hey, you know, because that's one change that I'm, you know, helping someone to get.
Yeah.
And, and you know, change is never easy, but it's necessary if we want to grow. And nobody wants to be stagnant.
Yes. Wow.
You know, we get bored being stagnant.
Yeah. Wow. It's true. I could just go on and on with you because first of all, I love any time spent with you is time well spent.
It's, thank you.
I enjoy your company and you have so many nuggets and that you share them so freely and so generously. I really appreciate that about you.
Thank you. Well, it took me a while to get to this place to be able to have the courage to tell people, you know, this about me, because, you know, sometimes you don't want, you think that people are going to judge you for who you are. And it took me a long time to get to this place that I feel like, you know what, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because by me keeping my mouth shut, I'm not doing anyone a favor. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well,
thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here with us. And it's just been amazing. And I appreciate you so much and how generously you shared your time and your wisdom with us. I appreciate it. And, yeah, thank you. And to our listeners, thanks so much for coming and hanging out with us today. I hope you got... if you got even a small portion of all that I got out of today, you'll do well indeed. So thanks so much for coming and hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having me, Allie. I appreciate
it. It was my absolute joy. And it's Allie, and find your joy, and do remember to find your joy. Take good care. Till next time. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you found a piece of your joy in this episode, I would love to hear about what came up for you so that we can continue to grow the impact of this show. Thanks again. See you soon. And remember, find your joy.